Biden advisor Cecilia Rouse on MLB's Georgia boycott. Undoubtedly going to be a cost to stadium workers. By Pam Key on April 4, 2021. Council of Economic Advisers Chair Cecilia Rouse said CBS has faced the nation that there is undoubtedly going to be a cost to the majority black city of Atlanta's stadium workers because Major League Baseball moved its All-Star Game move out of Georgia to protest the new voting law. Partial transcript as follows. Brennan, this past week, we had a number of corporations weigh in on this controversial move in a number of states to change voting rights laws. The president said that he would like to see the All-Star Game move out of Georgia. And then the very next day, Major League Baseball did just that. Is the White House urging corporations to use their economic power to take political positions? Rouse, well, look, the president has said very strongly that he is opposed to the state laws restricting voting rights. He's called them the Jim Crow of the 21st century. Just, you know, period in terms of these companies. They are exercising their right to vote with their feet. It's a little early to judge what the economic impact will be. But they have a right to vote with their feet and to express their dissatisfaction with the laws. Brennan, but for a popcorn stand worker in Atlanta who just learned he is not going to be hired in July. I mean, this comes at a cost, does it not? Rouse, there is undoubtedly going to be a cost. I think that was the point that the Major League Baseball was trying to make. Major League Baseball will, however, move its game and workers at another place will benefit. You know, that is exactly the message that Major League Baseball was trying to send. The president opposes these laws. He believes that they are restrictive, they are discriminatory. These businesses, these companies have the opportunity to vote with their feet and they're using their economic power to just express their dissatisfaction. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.